Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with another crossover episode. Here with Miss Remy Ashton.
Hello.
What? Natalie Snaps.
Woo.
Hank.
Hey.
Woo. And Jack.
Hello.
Yay. Okay, well, I want to go around. I know I just kind of introduced y'all, but thank you so much for being here. This is so fun. Yay. Such a fun group. I love that I'm matchmaking some friends. Apparently, Jack and Hank already have a play date planned.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
so quick. I love this.
Yay.
Hot day. Okay. Anyway, Remy, do you want to go around or, you know, introduce yourself? Give us the little Remy spiel.
Yes. Hi, guys. I'm Remy. I am a YouTuber, podcaster, content creator. I'm an Aquarius. I have three dogs. And that's about it. That's all you need to know.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Huge. Yes. Like, when did you start YouTube?
About 10 years ago. This is actually my 10th year anniversary.
Wow.
Congrats.
Thank you. Been around for a while.
What are your three dogs' names?
Momo, Daisy, and Luna.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you please show them the pic you posted yesterday?
Oh, absolutely. Are you right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need to see it. Guys, her dogs look like triplets.
They are.
But they're not.
So. I didn't plan to have triplets, but I have triplets.
Did you get them all at the same time?
No, they're all like very different in age.
Oh my yeah, God.
We got haircuts yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Who was your first? Pink.
What was that reaction?
Adorable.
That's Daisy. She's 9. That's Momo. She's 2. And that's Luna. She's 4 months.
Oh my God.
I'm a proud mother.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's my personality trait.
Remy is going to be the best mom ever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm? Natalie, go for it.
I am Natalie. I kind of fell into this content creation world. I work in healthcare. It's like my main job.
Yeah, she has like a badass job.
What?
Talk about your job.
I am a surgical technologist.
Oh, man.
So
yeah,
I assist surgeons in the operating room.
No casual.
I have like fallen back a little bit on how much I work just because the other things have gotten a little bit busier. But sure. I don't think I will ever quit. I love just the normalcy and like... Mm-hmm.
Really?
I truly love what I do, so I don't think I'll ever quit.
You're in the operating room.
I'm in the operating room.
Surgeons take people's
what kind of surgery are we talking?
Currently, I do ocular facial plastic surgery, so it's a lot of eyes.
Casual.
Oh my god. Which is like really
god,
nuts.
That's crazy.
Really
when did you
nuts.
Get
a
used
lot.
To it. Are you like still kind of like oh?
No. Watch out. I feel like in my clinical rotations in college, I fainted once and then was like, okay, I think I'm good now. I got that out of the way.
Does everyone faint once?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone faints once.
Okay.
It's like initiation.
Wow.
You must faint before you can move on.
Yeah. Are any of your coworkers like hooking up in the on-call room?
No.
Crazy question.
I'm thinking of Grey's Anatomy.
I work at a private practice now, so it's like just one surgeon and then 3 like office girls.
Okay.
So it's
nothing too juicy.
No drama.
I feel like my friends that are nurses at like a big hospital, there's drama.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I love it.
Yeah, really? in my clinicals, I was at a hospital and it was nuts all the time.
Amazing.
Loved it.
And you're recently engaged.
I am recently engaged.
Yay!
To the one and only.
Nick Vile.
Hey.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love him.
And can you just like flex your ring to the camera?
Yeah, let it shine.
I mean, he liked
blinding.
It, so he put a ring on it.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's nuts.
It's
truly nuts.
Do you like feel like you are, you know, it's holding you down
yes,
a little.
Yes, I do feel like my left arm hand
you're
is
getting a little
stronger
ripped.
Like
a
now. Yeah.
For it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Amazing.
Thank
well, thanks
you.
For coming here today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Hank.
Hey.
Go off.
All right.
Tell me, where are you from? What do you do?
To Truth and a Lie.
California.
Where?
I was reacting to her thing.
Where?
I'm ready for a game yet. Petaluma. It's kind of like a big farm town. It's 45 minutes north of San Francisco. I always have this habit of banging on the table when I talk.
That's okay.
I don't think I can do that here, though. There's microphones. It picks up all
She'll
the noise.
She'll probably tell you about like 15 minutes to stop doing that or something.
And I went to Boulder in Colorado, and then I moved to San Francisco after that, and then I moved here like 6 months ago.
Amazing.
Welcome.
Amazing. Wow.
Welcome.
Wow.
Thank
You've
you.
You've only been here for 6 months?
Six-ish months.
And he's killing
it's
it.
It's kind of like blurring. I actually don't know how long I've been here at all.
Actually, it's been 6 years.
Yeah,
6 months was a lie.
Yeah.
So what kind of content?
A lie.
Yeah.
I'm actually from not Petaluma.
What kind of content do you make?
Food. I make food videos. I make like sandwiches. And I slap food on the table and I make noises. It's like ASMR sandwich videos. And then I make like a dumb comment and then it's over. And that's it.
Got
it's
it.
The whole video.
Very and formulaic.
How'd you get into that?
It's super calculated. I started doing like TikTok stuff. I've always filmed food videos. Love food content. Stuff that you do. Things like that. Food YouTubers are like my heroes. And then I started making TikToks. And luckily it like worked out.
You're literally his hero.
You're my hero. This is crazy. I'm shaking right now.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to like creep on your videos. I already did, but like even after
I stalked you before getting here.
Yeah,
I
stalked you too.
And everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for having
Jack.
Me, TK.
Oh no, thanks. I just met Hank like
we
at
actually?
A golf tournament. Yeah.
We were hammered drunk at a golf tournament.
She's
together.
Like, come on, podcast. Yes.
So literally, yeah. I was like, number immediately, podcast immediately.
I love
no, you
that.
Made a move.
We made a move.
Yeah,
I made a move.
Perfect.
Anyway, Jack.
Yes.
Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? What kind
yes.
of content do you make?
Savannah, Georgia. Born and raised. Moved to LA in 2020. Filmmaker by trade. Been doing that for a while, sort of more recently been doing the content creation stuff,
mm-hmm.
and specifically been doing a daily vlog on TikTok for 514
He's
days.
A machine.
Come on, Casey Neistat.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That is pumps wild.
A full full day vlog. I watch him every single day.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's the coolest thing.
It's kind of like bizarre that we all know what you do every single day.
Yeah, that's so true.
You
know?
I don't need to tell you anything today. You're like, you're all
we don't need
up.
To catch up because I know.
Yeah, you know everything.
Yeah. Okay, amazing. This is so fun. I want to talk a little bit about your insane day.
Oh my God.
Guys, if you didn't see it on TikTok, you're going to hear about it now.
No, I can't wait.
Remy went to an award show.
Yes.
And got shouted out by a celebrity. Pause. Who do you think it was?
Pause.
Oh, in their speech. In
Which,
their speech.
Which award show was it?
The Billboard Women in Music.
Ooh.
Women in Music.
Yeah.
And an A-list celebrity talked about Remy in their speech.
Like acceptance speech.
Rihanna?
Like,
I Beyonce?
Lana
Am I
Del
getting close?
You're getting
Holy
close. Lana Del Rey.
Oh, my God. Wait, why?
We have a best friend who's like obsessed with Lana Del Rey. Every year
like,
for Christmas, birthday, I get like a pillow or like just like a some sort of merch just to... you know, keep the fire growing. Mm-hmm. And so we knew she was getting an award. I'm a big K-pop fan, and Twice is my favorite group. They were also getting an award. So we're like, we need to go to this show. Lana's getting an award. Twice is getting an award. And we got there. Twice had walked the carpet. They, like, walked by me. I was like, I'm good for the night. Now we need to get Ollie some sort of content. That's his name. Whether it's, like, a video, photo, or just, like, a video of her from afar, he needs something. He needs to see
her. He's obsessed with her.
And so... basically, the carpet had closed. We were, like, waiting. And I was like, I don't know if she's going to come. Like, maybe she's going to come after everyone's inside already. And he was like, okay. So we, like, give up. We're, like, walking over. He's checking Twitter. He sees she's here. Starts running. And there was, like, this way where people could walk in, basically. And, like, everyone to the left went to the event. Everyone to the right was, like, a performer right backstage.
Oh.
And so we're like, if we stand right in the middle... we can get a glimpse.
Yeah.
And so she walks in and he's standing there and I'm on the side getting a video from my like side point of view. Alicia's behind our other best friend getting a video from behind. So we had all angles covered. And I was like, just
and
like
always
a video
in the middle.
Yes, always in the middle. And she walks in and he's just like waving. And it was so cute. And he's just like, he looked so happy. And she comes and she goes, Ollie. And walks up to him. And he's like, he doesn't really like get very excited. He's very monotone. He starts like, happy penguin going, oh, you know me? And he was just like, I've never seen the look of pure panic.
Yeah, you have to show him the video.
This is now. The panic, the panic in his eyes.
That's so funny.
So she goes, I watch you every day.
No.
And he goes,
what?
You know me? Like nothing's registering. And she goes, yeah, I watch you and Remy every day. And he goes, she's there. And she
Remy's
whips
like,
around
her
and I'm like this with like a mom smiling and I couldn't hear. I'm just like, oh my God. And she goes, oh my God, I love you, and comes and starts whispering in my ear. She goes, Ollie told me she's very private, so to keep some things to myself. But she did say, I love cooking with Remy, which is my stupid YouTube channel show that I do on my own.
Okay, it's not stupid.
It's just a stupid YouTube channel show.
And she's like,
I love cooking with Remy. You taught me how to cook. Everything that I make is because of you.
Oh,
and then she's
insane.
Like, your birthday just passed. I saw the yacht party. Stop. And I was like, I wish you had come.
She probably saw your TikTok vlog.
No, I'm sure she did. She's like, I loved it. And then she like saw, and she's like, I love Alicia. And Ollie goes, she's there. And she goes, Alicia! Like screams her name. Like as if she's like at like Alicia's
like
meet
an
and greet.
Avid fan.
Alicia Marie! And like hugs her and is like, I've watched you guys for 4 years. I haven't missed a vlog.
She watches Vlogmas. Which is like a YouTuber.
Saw that
girl
I got Ollie
thing.
The shoes with her Stop. Face on it. She's like, I wanted to DM you, but after the shoes, I was like, maybe that's like weird. I didn't want to jinx it. And we're all just like standing there, like not registering what's happening. And then she's like, I'll DM you. Bye.
Oh
and
my
we walked
God.
Away. And then
he
we
got
had
a photo.
He got a photo. 2 hour show goes by. I'm like, oh, that was really crazy. But like, over like first hour, I'm like still processing. Second hour, I'm like, okay, so that happened.
Meanwhile, they're all texting me.
Yes, going berserk.
like 911. I'm like, are you guys okay? Like, what's going on?
I love
on?
How your initial plan was to just get a picture of her.
Oh,
and then
that's
like,
what
the
that's
most
he wanted.
Insane
he was like, I
happened.
Would just zoom. Like, that's fine.
I'm like, was that Lana Del Rey?
That's crazy.
It was wild.
What
and
a crazy
I feel
feeling.
Like we felt like, okay, like. We're good now. Like, we're going to go home. We're going to tell everybody we know.
Yeah.
And then in the last 30 seconds of her speech, where she's accepting the Visionary Award from the Billboard Women in Music,
oh
she God. Goes,
And I'd just like to thank the vloggers who got me through COVID. Remy Ashton, Holly, and Alicia Marie.
No way.
And everyone, I like scream, and everyone around us is screaming. And then I look to find Alicia and Ollie to scream with them.
They're on the ground.
They're on the floor. They were fully on the ground of this box that we were in. And she was really sweet. And I'm obsessed with her now.
That's incredible.
It was wild.
This is also so seems nuts. Like it's the start of a story.
A budding romance, yeah, exactly. A budding friendship. Yeah. I hope.
Big time.
I need to see her on Pretty Basic and Cooking with Remy immediately.
Could you imagine?
I think it's very possible.
I can't. Yeah. I'm hanging out at your house.
I know.
She said you're leaving three dogs. Can you show Hank the video of her saying in the speech?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, the videos were amazing. The videos you guys made afterwards were amazing.
We're like, we have it all covered.
That's fucking
It was the
insane.
Most absurd thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm so glad I got to meet the vloggers who got
Shut the fuck up.
Remy Ashton, Ollie, and Alicia.
I feel like I hear you screaming in the background.
Show an Ollie's reaction.
That's so
Okay, the full video I posted. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'd be like crying uncontrollably.
Sorry.
And this is their reaction.
And Brittany Broski is biased, who has the best reactions ever.
Oh, I love her. I just got to meet her.
They're on the actual ground. And I was saying, like, obviously we were unwell, but
so good.
Because we had that initial reaction, like, it was still surprising, but we were like, oh, we were already in the know. If she had done that and we'd never met her, then that'd be really, really, really crazy. But to, like, everybody else around, they didn't know we had the interaction. So Brittany Broski just thought, like, Lana Del Rey just randomly said that. Yeah, so she was losing her mind at it. Yeah, exactly. So it was just a great experience.
Like, POV, you're at home watching this award show, and she says
your name. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, we obviously were unwell, but, like, we had that interaction.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That would have been absurd if she just said that out of nowhere.
I know. It was still crazy she said it.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been wild.
I mean, I feel like you've peaked.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can ride that high
for a while. It's downhill
from
here. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm good. Ollie kept saying, I could die right now, and I'd be okay. And I knew he meant it. He truly meant it.
No, truthfully.
In his soul, he was at peace.
Amazing.
Yeah. At peace.
Yep.
So cool. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now.
And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge. But one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Hank, you just got back from a crazy trip in Miami working with a little celeb.
The crazy-ish. It was fun. Miami and just its like own ways is insane no matter what you do, I think. But yeah, it was really good. We got to go do this thing called FoodieCon, which is part of South Beach Wine and Food Festival. And they brought a bunch of like food content creators and stuff out to make food with traditional talent. So I got to cook with Guy Fieri, which was like... insane.
That's fucking amazing.
Wild. I was shaking the whole time.
Had you like, met him before?
He actually, this is crazy. His son went to my high school in Santa Rosa. So I like had seen him from afar because he would always pull up in his literally like monster trucks to drop off on our to school. In his like epic gas can shades and like backwards hat. Like, can't see his eyebrows. Looks like such a fucking unit, like beast. And then I told him that before we went on stage, and he was like, "Shut the front door!" And like got so excited. And I think I like had an edge because of that. He was like a little bit extra friendly. I was like, "I know your kid. Like we were on the same soccer team." And he was like,
"That's so sweet.
That's one of the odds."
I know. That's so crazy. Crazy. He's like, "Look at you now, dude! Like shit!" And then we were like smoking cigars together. Like, we walked out into, like, the, like, front area where you're getting on stage, and the guy was like, "No smoking." And then he sees Guy right behind me. He's like, "Oh, sorry, go." I was like, "Yeah, that's right."
Yeah,
like,
daddy. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I'm a daddy. Fuck off. Yeah, wow. It was sick. It was me, Owen Hahn, who's another incredible sandwich guy, cooking Cubanos on stage with Guy Fieri.
Wow. Crazy.
Really, really exciting experience.
What is he like in real life?
He's like Jesus. Like everybody's like following him around and like trying to get photos the whole time, and he's like so cool about it. And he's the man. He's always got his shades on. He's got like the classic Guy Fieri look. He's also looking good. I think he's been like pumping iron.
Oh, is he
not? He's like lost some weight. He's like looking. I'm not sure what his age is, but he's looking studly lately. I think
he's a household name.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my
god,
for sure.
Yeah, he was like the king of the town for that weekend, and we also met him the night before. His like posse was hammered. We were at this I don't know if they were being fun. They were like excited.
Got a club
awesome.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But they bought our whole dinner. We were at Jones Stone Crab in Miami, which is like an epic.
So good.
Probably heard of it. But and I like whispered in his ear, I was like, "Hi, we're doing like a sandwich thing tomorrow." He's like, "All right, I got their tab." And it was like 15 people. It was like a $1,500 meal. He just bought our dinner. I was like, "You're the man, dude." Like,
wow. Thank you so much. Amazing.
Like, the coolest person ever.
He has fuck you money.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He just signed like the biggest deal, didn't he, at Food Network ever?
Yeah.
Like insane.
Really?
He also signs like he'll do like airline will sell his cheeseburgers, and he'll make like 300 million cheeseburgers for like an airline or something.
Good for him.
And everything he does is... Knuckle Sandwich brand. So like the cigars we were smoking were his.
Wow.
And like everything he was wearing was like Knuckle Sandwich merch and like stuff like that. So literally he's like franchised his entire life basically.
Good for him.
Did you learn anything from being around him?
His just entire like ability to entertain, no matter like what it is, like he had, I think, zero prep going into the thing. He just like jumps on stage and somebody hands him a microphone and he just like goes off and he doesn't need any prep or any help or anything. He's just like literally like, are you ready for this? Like doing ape shit. And I was like, God, yeah, yeah. And it just works so well. He's like a killer. He's literally like built for this and he's been doing it for so long. So
I love
just
it.
Watching that, like the charisma and the, you know, stage presence, all that stuff is definitely inspirational.
Yeah.
You want to be like that as much as possible.
It's crazy how long he's been in the business.
Yeah. Because
it's hard to do in this business.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of doing something for a long time, Jack,
yes.
Your vlogs.
Yes.
I think you are one of the most underrated creators
agreed.
Out there, agreed. Period.
1,000% agreed.
Thank
Can
you.
We dissect why the heck has Jack not blown up more? I'm confused.
I don't have an answer. I agree with you.
I'm willing to hear out answers. You know?
Does anyone have any insight?
I think you do have like, yeah. probably such a cult following of people that I think like your vlogs are so incredible, though. I'm assuming.
Right.
I mean, there has to be.
Like, you were at TikTok. Did you not ask them? Like,
yeah.
Why are
yeah.
TikTok
people just like, push these out a bit more?
They also say the same thing. Like, they're like, you're a really underrated creator. I'm like, can we?
But why don't they?
Can you help me?
Let's do something about that then.
Yeah. You're like the definition of perseverance, though.
Yeah.
Like, being able to make 500 is so
crazy.
It's
about crazy. Drive, it's
about power.
And
they're I'm not so like small little vlogs. It's your entire day. You set up the camera, shoot every little thing that you
it's
do.
It's absurd.
And then also, it's you shooting yourself shooting other stuff. So you're editing stuff of you editing stuff.
Yeah.
It's like this inception thing. It's insane.
And the voiceover
so
probably
cool.
takes a little while,
oh,
too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take like 20 minutes a night.
Your machine.
The voiceover.
Do you like
the voiceover.
Tap off at a certain time? You're like, I'm done at this point, and I have like this time to edit now at night, or do you do it in the morning? Like, what's the schedule?
Yeah, what's the schedule?
It's just shoot all day until I do the shot where I hit the bed,
yeah.
and like I'm like going to bed. But
I
then
can
I
quote every single.
Yeah,
time.
That is you actually going to bed,
bed,
or are you just like
no.
at 6 p.m. I'm over this.
Like,
I'm going to bed.
I'm like hitting the bed, then I get up to go drop all the clips from the day, and then do the voiceover. So no matter what time I like end the day,
yeah.
I do the voiceover before I go to bed.
Okay.
So like your birthday,
uh-huh.
got home at like 2 a.m. or something, uh-huh. like did the voiceover at 2:30.
You're kidding me.
And then like wake up the next morning, finish editing, put music on it, post.
Is there a reason you do the voiceover at night?
Because I do the voiceover and then I cut it down and then I cut the clips
to
the voiceover.
Duh. That makes sense.
Videographer.
Yeah.
So the voiceover comes first.
I'm gonna
start
ever
doing that.
Reused a shot?
No. And I'm proud to say I've never used a shot or like a voiceover. Like I say good morning pretty much the same way, like every single
yeah,
video.
Good morning.
But I say it every time I record one, it's different.
Wow. Do you do the voiceover in one full take or do you break it up?
I break it up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'll do like a sentence and it takes me like 10 times to say it like the right
and
way.
Like the inflection mm-hmm. you want.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about the crazy like YouTuber experience that you had? A couple
yes,
days?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think I can say what happened, but I can say like what it was.
Okay.
Okay.
Jack, tell us what you just did the other day. It was
on
absurd.
Monday, a few days ago, I was in Airac's new YouTube video, which I think comes out in a few weeks, and it was 25 TikTok creators in a house, and we were competing against each other for $50,000.
That is such a good idea.
That's
such a good idea.
So we had to go through like a bunch of different challenges, and throughout the day, it got like less and less people.
Wow. And it was like a fight to the death at the end.
Pretty much.
Did
just
you
about.
Know most of the creators?
I knew out of the 25. Knew personally, like had met before, probably like 5 or 6.
Wow.
That's okay. it?
And then there
That's
were some
crazy.
That I had seen before but had never met. Like I knew their content and stuff.
Yeah.
And
you're
then
bearing
was
the lead. I mean, he won.
I don't think I can say that.
This isn't going to go out for a while.
Okay, cool.
This isn't going to go out for
okay,
a while.
How long?
Sorry, Eric.
Probably in like a month.
Okay.
Or something.
Then
I will triple check.
You can
yeah,
say
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
triple check it too.
Yeah, we can cut it if it
okay.
needs to.
Well, if this is out before then,
okay.
Or if this is out
after
the mm-hmm. video is
yeah.
out,
I wonder
I did
how far in advance he plans stuff. Probably, I mean, it takes him.
He says he batches, so he does like he does his whole filming for the month 4 days in a row.
Wow!
And then
I love that
has the videos posted like once a week for 4.
That's a really
weeks.
Good idea.
And
I
then
like
films
that.
All
yeah.
the videos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot today.
So like they were recording a video and they had recorded a video yesterday and they were going to record one the next day.
And they're just high production. Like everyone's like, grinding for a week.
20 people on set probably. Wow. Like behind the scenes.
That's crazy.
And how many people were filming you guys?
There were like 3 or 4 camera operators. But like their
whole— Did you have mics?
Yeah, we were mic'd up the whole day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's— Sounds like a reality
it's like no
show.
No shit talking.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, you're like,
but it's interesting how quickly like you forget that.
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes
exactly.
in.
That's why it's so scary.
Me and Hot Connor are just like shit talking the whole time. Like,
motherfucker, we hear this sucks.
Yeah. Like, hope they don't use this.
I've always hated those ones. No, literally, the other day I was on set and I had a mic. I was going to the bathroom. I'm like, I'm sorry, you just heard me pee. Like, literally, you just heard me pee. He's like, it's fine. It's not the first time.
Oh my God. Audio like editors must just be like,
everything.
I can bury all of you.
Yeah, literally.
That's so
wow.
Funny.
And
okay.
they're listening the whole day because, like, as soon as your microphone dies, like the battery dies, they come in and they're like, hey, yours is dead. Like, we have to switch it out. Like, they're listening the whole time and they know when you're.
Oh, that's freaky.
So, what was Airrack doing the whole day?
He was actually in like a separate room. Like, I think there was like a— I don't know what it will be until I actually see the video, but I think like there was a
surveillance.
Squid. Like, a Squid Game esque. Type of vibe to it. Like, he was in a separate room and he would talk to us through screens.
Oh my God.
What?
So, like, he would be like in his own room and he would be like, okay, here's your next challenge kind of thing.
This is so Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. It was fun.
Hell yeah.
I'd never done anything like that either before.
Yeah. I want to be in one of his videos.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Really fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't win, but that sounds
so
really fun.
Such a random day, too.
And then, are you allowed to explain the end?
If this comes out,
After. Okay.
If this comes out after, then the end was, well, I guess I'll start with like the final six.
Okay.
So the final six people had to box each other to go to the final round.
No, because they had challenges.
No.
So I got to the final six and had to literally get in a ring at 10 p.m. in the rain and fight someone.
Outside?
Outside.
No.
In the rain.
This is dangerous.
Yes.
What if you had to go against a girl?
I don't know. We kept saying that. Like, we kept being like, there's no way we're going to box.
You can't
because,
hit
like,
a girl.
Right. But it just ended up working out where there was the right, like, and the person that I was fighting was like kind of my same size.
Okay.
Like, it ended up just kind of working out in their favor, I guess.
Yeah. They got lucky.
They got lucky. And so, yeah, I had to literally, I never have done boxing before and had to fight somebody to go to the final six.
Did it make you like want to box now? Or are you?
No. Maybe you want to do it for like
are you
a
like,
workout.
That was such a good workout. Like,
it
now
was a really good
like
workout.
Not like Jake Paul style, but yeah. Just a workout.
I don't want to fight anyone. Like, my shoulder still kind of hurts. Like, I'm like kind of sore where he would hit me. Like, I don't want to do that again. But the workout aspect was good.
Wow. Yeah. And then once you won.
I did win, quote unquote, the fight. Neither of us really knew what we were doing. So I think maybe.
Throwing punches.
Yeah. But I got to move on to the next round. The final round was three people. And it was a split or steal situation. So if all three people split, we got to split the money, the 50K. But if two people split and one person pressed steal, they got all the money and we got nothing.
Horrifying.
Wait, what if two people pressed steal?
No one gets anything.
What?
I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
If two people press steal, no one gets anything.
Did you guys like deliberate
That's
before
good, though. That,
and
like,
decided?
That motivates everyone to kind of share.
To split.
Yeah.
They gave us 5 minutes. They were like,
to talk. Okay.
You can talk and like good. Say what you want to
oh,
say.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But that
still,
actually makes it easier to steal it.
But then someone
could
have said
the same page here.
Split and then
Boom.
His steal.
Yeah.
So three honest people, thank God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think what really helped was in the green room before that challenge, we were talking and one of the three people, his name is Jet, he was like, it could be a split or steal. And we talked about what we would do
Whoa.
If that was the case.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, it's like That's 16 grand for,
yeah.
per person. Like, we would definitely split.
Oh. Yeah.
So, like, we went into it, and it was like, he was like, welcome to Split or Steal. And we just looked at each other like,
right
now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow. What did That's you really... take from that experience? Or, like, what did you learn from Airrack and his process, or his filming process?
I think it was interesting to see the behind the scenes of the production of it all.
Uh-huh.
Like, to see how they did confessionals, how everything was, like, staged. Like, the filmmaker part of me was mm-hmm. like interested in that process.
So what specifically did you learn?
Just that there's a lot more that goes into it than I thought. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone being mic'd all day, the fact that there was more than 20 people there, like producers, showrunners, like making sure everything happens at the right times.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like, they had a 4-person like set for confessionals just to do like interviews with people. Like,
wow.
There was just so much that went into it that you don't even realize when you're watching a 15-minute YouTube video.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't think that all that's happening behind the scenes, but it is.
I can't wait to watch this.
Okay, well, I want to get into a little trivia, if you guys are down.
Yes.
Remy and Natalie can be on a team. Yeah. Or Hank and Jack can be on a team.
I'm sorry.
No, no. Anything vision you've got. Anything animals I've got.
Perfect. Anything surgical.
Yeah,
anything
surgical.
History.
Yes.
Even.
Okay. No.
Yes.
Okay, so the first couple of questions, I'm just forewarning you, are sports related.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But then we get into pop culture, so don't worry, ladies.
Okay, okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. one round, and then whoever wins will start off the game. Sweet. So you can designate whichever you team member.
Okay.
Is it shoot?
Two out of three. Yeah, one, two, three, shoot.
Yeah.
And then just one game.
Yep.
Right.
Just one.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh! Oh, God, yes, ladies.
Okay.
Do you
want to
go first or do you want to go last?
Yeah.
We can all hear.
You're going to go first.
You're going to go first. Whoever loses has to shout out the other two creators on their Instagram story.
Oh, wow. Fucking deal. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to be, you have to be like, so-and-so is the most awesome person ever.
Okay. Okay. I
you
love that.
You can't say you just lost in trivia.
Yeah, yeah, no. Okay. You just have to be like a random
no
post.
Context. Yeah. Oh my God, no, I love context. So
I am the biggest ready action fan ever. I'm the biggest blah, blah, blah fan ever.
That's so
okay,
funny.
So that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, ladies, first question is.
Oops, sorry, I almost looked.
Yeah, don't look.
I'm not looking.
Yeah. Don't look. Ready?
Yes.
Oh, and I'm going to give you a minute to answer.
Okay.
Or like 30 seconds.
Can we phone a friend?
You can phone a friend.
We can phone a friend.
For one of them. One of them.
Okay. Tell me when.
Oh,
we can only pick one.
You each can only phone one friend.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's like probably like, I don't know.
Yeah, how many
30 something questions?
Do you guys have, like in your mind, like a trivia friend
I'm
that you would call?
Dad.
Oh, yeah. Depending on, yeah, depending on what it is. If it's sports, I'll call Cal.
Okay. I think I would call, regardless, Matt King. Like, I think he just knows everything about everything.
Yeah. I'm going to call Matt King as well, actually.
He was good at trivia.
I bet.
So good. He knows everything.
He does.
It's crazy. He's like, did you know? All the time. Okay, ladies.
Okay.
First question is, name four NFL teams in New York/New Jersey and L.A.
Four
total.
NFL.
Can either be in New York, New Jersey, or L.A.
New York Jets, New York Giants, L.A. Chargers, L.A. Rams.
Oh, my God.
Wow, let's go.
Come on,
Wag.
Come on, Wag.
Come on, sports.
Okay, Natalie.
Wait, period.
You lucky girl.
Gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. Gorgeous job.
Wow, that was. Were you impressed?
Yeah, very
did you know
much
that?
So. I did
answer?
Not know that. Yeah. I'm about to expose myself as a non-sports guy, which is unfortunate.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
NFL sponsorship
is
never
coming
anymore.
We'll see.
Okay. LeBron just passed who was the all-time leading scorer in the NBA.
Kareem.
Who is it? Yep. Good job.
Is Steph Curry? I didn't know that.
No, it's Kareem.
Oh, Kareem. Oh, I was like,
from the Lakers.
Wow.
Let's go.
Steph Curry would be a good guess.
Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Good job.
Little Dickie's.
Amazing. Okay. Who won the 2022 Men's Basketball National Championship? NCAA.
Is there
so
a
college.
Multiple choice?
Oh.
Is there a multiple?
Oh, no multiple choice. You guys can discuss.
Wait, can you ask again?
Yeah, yeah. Who won the 2022 Men's Basketball National Championship? College, by the way.
Wait, I know
knew
this.
The football
yeah, you do.
One,
you
not,
do know this.
Maybe you're a
college. I don't.
No.
That's what she said. Southern.
Yeah, no, I know. It's giving like
like a
it's giving
it's giving like a smaller school.
It's giving maybe.
Yes.
It's giving maybe.
Maybe.
It's giving a smaller school.
Okay.
I feel like you're trying to read her mind right now. It's giving
I'm like
I'm trying not to react.
Maybe you could like give us a state. We could like go from there.
that would
or
give it away
choice.
Probably.
It's
a state school. It's a state school.
Wow, trickery.
That was clever.
I need to shut up.
I really have
you no idea.
I truly, yeah.
I'm gonna go UCLA. We need to lock that in together.
I just know that's wrong.
Okay, yeah, okay. Then no.
3 seconds.
North Carolina.
No, wrong. Okay, you guys can steal it.
Do you know?
I have no idea whatsoever.
I feel like
Good guess.
I should have studied before I came. I should have known.
I feel like I trust
I'm
you.
Just pretty sure the team is blue.
Okay.
UCLA.
I think it's Kansas for some reason.
Is that your final answer?
Ugh. I feel bad for not
knowing
this.
I know I
this.
Did a bracket for this, too. And I was like, oh, I lost.
I remember watching this on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Kansas make sense to you or no?
I feel like Kentucky makes sense. No.
I feel like it's a blue team like Kansas, Kentucky.
Okay, just...
North Carolina.
Okay, you have 20 seconds.
Let's go Kansas. I mean, fuck it.
Okay, Kansas.
Jack Cook, you are right.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well
that
done.
Was job, unbelievable,
Let's go.
Guys.
I was feeling Kentucky, so.
Great job.
That was good.
Kentucky was a good second guess.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
I just see him in the bracket, but that's the only
thing
I ever
Okay, we're going
about
back to
basketball.
You guys with another sports question because you stole that one.
Phenomenal.
So. Iconic college basketball coach Bobby Knight won 3 national championships at what school?
Love Bobby Knight.
Defer to you on this again, Jack.
Love him.
He's so old.
It is.
The wheels are turning. I can see it.
I'm pretty sure it's Indiana. I'm picturing red. I'm just seeing colors today for these answers.
Jimi Hendrix.
Visual, like, videographer. Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other schools are red, though. But maybe I'm just really wrong. Can we lock in Indiana?
I'm down. Let's get it.
Is that true?
Jack Cook, of course it's Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana!
There's going to be an Indiana in there somewhere.
Wow.
Very impressive.
My boy.
Mallory's so cute.
Sports
They're about
guru.
To kiss the next time they get a...
You got playdates lined up? Sorry, Mallory.
Playdate.
I'm dead.
She just did the eye thing to me.
Okay, ladies, we're switching gears to baseball.
Oh, God, okay.
Perfect.
Same with the sports. You know I had to put on some sports questions.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Obviously.
Okay. What MLB team has the most World Series wins? What are you thinking, Remy?
The Red Sox?
The unicorns?
Yeah, the spicy unicorns.
spicy
well, at what point do you feel like we should call a friend?
Oh,
yeah, you can.
Because I feel
friends.
Like with sports,
first sports
like,
maybe.
Yeah. Who do you?
You have 40 seconds.
Baseball. maybe we could just do a quick Google search.
Can I just call Nick really fast?
Yeah.
She's calling her fiance Nick.
Is he a baseball guy?
He knows everything
okay.
sports.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Watch him be like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "My God!"
He's like, you bitch.
Yeah. You are being recorded.
What if he doesn't answer? Oh, no. Oh, no, tough. This isn't good.
If he doesn't pick up, that doesn't count as our phone a friend.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I think it
We're
might.
We're making the rules.
I'm so sure about
rules.
That, yeah.
Your call. Okay, if he calls back.
If he calls back.
We can circle back on this question.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm going to give you that.
Thanks.
But you don't get a new phone a friend.
Easy.
Okay.
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 So I'm going to wait to see if he calls back and then I'll give you guys that at the end to steal.
Okay.
Interesting.
We're coming back to that question then?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 I can do that.
Because I think, yeah.
You're
I'm being nice.
Trivia moderator, by the way.
Am I?
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Wow. You're coming up with like on the fly rules that you
Thank
just
you.
Didn't have
that. Okay. At the most notable golf tournament in the world, the champion is gifted an iconic green jacket.
Oh, I thought it was.
What is the name of this tournament?
The Masters.
Yep.
Final answer?
Yes.
And you're correct.
I think I would have gotten that one. They do the dinner too, right? Don't they get to like pick a meal, the person who won last year?
I think all the dudes wear their green jackets.
And they go to like a dinner and do that?
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Ladies,
mm-hmm.
New category.
Thank God.
this one is like an acronym. I'm going to give you 2 acronyms. And you have to just tell me what it means.
Okay.
Okay. So what does AT&T stand for?
I don't.
Does anyone know that ever? Some people.
I don't know.
Something telephone, I'm assuming.
Right.
Technology.
Technology and telephones.
All technology and telephones.
We're locking that
We're
in.
We're locking that in.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Wrong. All technology and telephones.
That was good.
That was really good. Really good.
Yes.
Okay, fellas, what are you thinking?
What's the A?
Yeah, I have no clue what the A is. I feel like one of the T's is telecommunications.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Obviously.
No, I was going to say that also. Yeah. I just forgot at the moment.
Telecommunications and technology. Mm-hmm. And is the A America?
It's Associated Telecommunications and Technology. It's like something like that.
Okay. Oh, okay, Associated. America. That kind of makes more sense.
Okay, it's like okay, some weird shit all. Like that. You know what I mean?
All technology. Any sort of technology, they
all technology.
I love that. All I think technology. I'm confident of them.
Me too. Like, pop off AT&T.
They're manifesting.
They're manifesting.
That's good.
They're manifesting.
What do you think, fellas? 20 seconds.
Fuck.
Lock in what you think.
All right, associated.
Telekinesis.
Telekinesis. And turbulence. telecommunications Four. And technologies.
So what was it?
Associated telecommunications. I was going to go association this time, but I don't know.
Okay, wrong.
Okay,
it is yeah. American Telephone and Telegraph.
Damn.
Okay.
I know, you guys are closer than us.
All we technology. Get one third of a point for putting yeah. for getting one of the things. I'm just gonna say, and we get to
I
call
agree.
Another friend.
Yeah, I also agree with that.
You know what, ladies? Phone. I'm gonna give you a half a point.
Okay,
we'll take it. We'll take that. You know what? I'll give you half. Whatever.
Damn, what's the score right now?
It's 4-1.5.
Perfect.
Okay.
If we win, lose by 0.5, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Okay, fellas. What does VH1 stand for?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Video House 1? I don't know.
I'm trying to judge her reaction, but that wasn't correct.
Poker face.
Not quite. Yeah, I'm not going to get this.
I'm not either.
Okay.
30 seconds.
What's a cool word? What's like a cool, sexy, like TV word? V. Veracity.
Love that word. That's actually my favorite.
I'm grasping straws right now. I have no clue.
That's like a quick shift. Have you heard that TikTok trend that's like, what are my kids?
Yes!
It's like mobility.
Yeah.
It's like the ways you can say, like the different ways you can say and.
Did you repost that?
I probably did. Probably. That's so funny. Okay, time's up, fellas.
Yeah.
Video House 1.
Yeah.
Wrong.
That's what I was going to guess.
Okay.
I was
going to
guess that.
1 minute. You got to go. Just for the steal. Come on, ladies.
Okay, wait. VH1. Viral?
My
V.
Okay, your call.
I think
video.
Call.
Video. I feel like it'd be video. Video.
Home?
Video house instead of video home.
Video home.
Can we
video.
Steal back if they get it wrong?
Like, what did they?
No.
They okay. do like music videos on VH1 shows. Mm-hmm. The viral hits one?
30 seconds.
Gotta love
I
that.
Love that.
We're gonna lock in viral hits one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Wrong. You're really close.
No! Oh. 0.5.
Video hits one.
I should have known.
Damn it. Okay. Video hits
so
one. So you guys were kind of close.
Can we get another 0.5?
Can we make another 1 point? No. I'm done with the 0.5. I'm sorry. Okay. So that was supposed
Damn.
To be yours. So we're back to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Going more into entertainment.
This is hard.
The Black Eyed Peas have two songs on the all-time Billboard top 100 hits list. Name one of them.
My Humps. Or maybe Boom Boom Pow.
Oh, I feel like it's definitely Boom Boom Pow.
Boom Boom Pow. Okay, let's
Boom Boom
that
Pow
in.
Was definitely one.
Boom Boom Pow is
yes!
it.
Boom Pow is another one.
Do you know? And I got a feeling.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I was going to say,
God
where is that?
Okay. Not
oh,
My Humps.
That's a good
my
one.
Humps deserves it.
I'm so
it.
Shocked, actually. It's not that.
Well, isn't My Humps just Fergie?
I thought it was Black Eyed Peas. Is it
they
not?
They kind of all do their own thing
that's
in the
true.
Black Eyed Peas, I feel like.
You're so right.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Is My Humps? Fergie?
Can I look it up?
Yeah. Can we check?
I think it is the Fergie.
Yeah.
We're going to deduct
I was like
points.
Screaming my humps when I was way too young.
Yeah.
Okay. I had my shirt like
nope, Black Eyed Peas.
Can we bring that back?
Tuckies? Please? Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, Monkey Business.
Oh.
Period.
Well, I'm glad we locked in. Perfect.
That's like the album, too.
That was smart.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That was good.
Okay. Fellas.
Okay.
The father of what entertainer and DJ founded the restaurant Benihana?
Steve Aoki.
Good job.
Yep.
Wow. I would not have got that.
I know that from Wolf of Wall Street, I think. Wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
It makes the food people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched that like Steve Aoki documentary where he's always talking about his dad. Mm. That's where I know it from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Weird.
Not Wolf of Wall Street.
Thing.
Yeah, how did
well,
you?
I don't know. Benihana like fucks them over somehow. Yeah. He's always in the news, that Benihana guy.
That Benihana.
Yeah.
Okay. Name the three Powderpuff Girls.
Bubbles, Blossom, Buttercup.
Buttercup.
Wow.
Good job, ladies. Wow. Good thing you guys didn't get that question.
Yeah. God. For real.
Good job.
I didn't even know they had names. I thought it was just like pink, green, blue, whatever.
Come here, pink.
Come here, green.
Let's go, green.
Pink, green, and blue. Okay, fellas, what food chain has the most locations in the world?
McDonald's.
I know this one.
Is it possibly Starbucks?
Oh, my God.
Is this like a trick question?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But I would. My gut says McDonald's.
I'm having like a Mandela effect where I'm like, I feel like I've heard it's Starbucks before now because you said
right.
that, but I think it's McDonald's.
All right, let's just McDonald's.
Okay.
Wrong. For the steal.
Subway.
Yes!
What? Holy.
Remy!
Just not blowing my mind when I found out.
At least it wasn't Starbucks.
Okay, the score currently is the fellas have 5. The girly pops have 4.5.
4.5.
Okay. Guy Fieri hosted this game show from 2010 to 2011 on NBC that involved competing in games with household objects. What is the name?
Household items.
On NBC. It's a competing game.
I mean, it didn't last very long.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't have an idea either. Do you have a guy, do you have a friend who loves him? Who could possibly answer this for
right no, I know. Yeah. Can I get your phone?
What was that show you were on? I'm just blanking. I used to watch it all the time.
I have to pass. I don't know. Yeah, and I want to save it for a different one.
You want to save your call?
I'm going to save it.
Okay. Fellas, go ahead.
Oh, God.
For the steal.
I'm going to call. We only have one call. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save my call. Because
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Can I ask
and
a question?
I don't think anybody knows.
I don't think
sure.
Is this a show that like everyone would know the name or you kind of have to know guy?
Ooh,
I think so.
And it only aired for
Household
1 year.
Household items.
Yeah.
1 year.
I like kind of want to watch now.
Yeah. Run it back, guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should I call a friend? We can use one.
Sure.
Of them? There's like a 5% chance he's going to know.
A quick Google search.
Oh, perfect.
I'll take those odds.
Yeah.
Confident. All
right. His name's Jerry. Funny
Why
guy.
Why do you loves, think he's going to know this?
He loves food shows.
Okay.
He's like
okay.
obsessed
okay.
with this shit.
But this is a competing show.
Competing is in... Oh, it's like a competition show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he's just like a Food Network guy.
Do you want me to say the question?
Yeah. One. Okay. Hopefully he picks up. Jerry, my boy, you're live on Making Moves podcast with TK, and she had a Food Network question that I have no idea what the answer to is.
We're playing
so
trivia.
I'm doing phone a friend right now.
All right, cool. What do we got?
Okay, are you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
Sure. Guy Fieri hosted this game show from 2010 to 2011 on NBC that involved competing in games with household objects. What is the name of the show?
That's what
no.
I was thinking, yeah.
It's not Triple D. It's
guys
not Guys Grosh. Grosh.
I like that they called it Guys Grosh.
It's neither of the big boys. It's like some obscure one, I think.
Fuck. I'm useless.
Tell them to use Google.
Yeah. Yeah, Google
look
that
it up
shit.
Real quick.
Yeah, Google it.
Let me pull up ChatGPT.
This is a great phone a friend.
What the heck? And who is this lovely lady?
Her name is TK. She's an incredible podcast host, and we're right now in the stew.
She's got really good studio.
Just triviaing it up.
Juicy lips, hot, single, looking.
It's
money.
Heated trivia battle right now. Are you on Google?
Literally so exhausting.
This is so much money.
Huh? NBC 2010 to 2011 Guy Fieri show.
Hey. This is so funny.
Guy Fieri.
Okay, we're playing a trivia game, and I need you to answer this question about a baseball thing. Okay? Okay, I'm putting you on speakerphone, so don't say
okay, now we have two phones of friends.
Sorry.
Going in one.
Okay, TJ, can you ask him?
Oh.
Who has won the most World Series?
Yes!
Let's get right. Fuck yeah, bud. Thank you very much. You're king.
Guys, Grosh.
Got okay. us 1 point closer to winning. Thank you,
Jerry.
Shout
out to Jerry.
Talk to you soon.
Shout out, Jerry.
Nick, are you ready?
Ready. Okay, what MLB team has won the most World Series wins?
The Yankees.
Oh. You're so right.
Good Slay. Job.
Thank you. Perfect. Thanks, babe.
Okay, everyone gets a point.
Okay, love
nice
you, bye.
Work.
No problem.
Points for all.
He literally goes, the Yankees.
He's like so unbothered.
Yeah. God. Okay. Wow. Okay, good job. Who's your friend?
Jerry.
Jerry. Shout good out guy. Jerry.
Shout out yeah. Jerry.
Like, do we feel like he Googled that? I feel like it took a while.
Oh, he absolutely cheated. Yeah, 1,000%. But I think we're kidding.
I'm going to give him half a point.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Half a point. I agree.
He said you were done with half points.
Fluid rules that we don't even get to like.
Yeah, for them.
Yeah,
oh, it's so fun that there's you know just a very obvious favoring
cheat.
Going on
he
right
cheat.
Now.
He did cheat.
He did cheat.
Where's
Which,
the proof?
By the way, it is
yeah, but you
cheat.
Said he could.
Minute to win it. I feel like I remember the commercials
All right,
now.
It's tied.
Minute to win it.
Don't you remember? And then like people point. Do the games at like parties. Like, you remember that one game with the ping pong balls and the...
Yeah.
I think that was a minute to win a game. Oh. But they like twerk and you're trying to get the ping pong balls okay. out of the... Tissue box. Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
I don't know this
I do.
Seen this show at all.
No,
it was just a
ping pong balls.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. Okay, you should know if this is your boy.
What
guy?
Guy's
I know.
You need to know his show.
He's had like
he
a billion shows. I can't keep up with
he
all
really
the stuff
does.
He's doing, and he's got like you know, he's like a staple now. I just focus on the main stuff he's doing.
All right, moving on to food. Wing Street is an offshoot chicken wing chain. That is usually co-located with what food chain?
Wing Street.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Co-located. Okay.
Kind of like how Taco Bell and KFC are kind of yeah. co-located.
Right.
Wing Street's green, and it has wings as the logo.
I think it's
Wingstop.
Wingstop.
Oh.
Sorry. You're so visual with
I
your
know.
Colors.
Yeah, you are.
I think I'm just now realizing that, too.
It's like the blue team.
We're all learning so much.
Huh.
I can't even think of what Wing Street looks like.
Is there a region that these are located in? Like,
oh wait,
typically,
it's
I feel like
purple.
I've never seen a Wing Street before my whole life.
25 seconds.
Purple.
I think it's Pizza Hut.
Oh, I love that answer. Actually, it's got to be pizza wings.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna let you handle that.
Pizza Hut.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Jack Cook, you are coming in clutch with another dollar.
That was good.
Pizza Killer. Hut.
They're purple,
Pizza
right?
Hut. I'm not sure. Remy, do you
I
know
think
what?
Wing Street's yellow and black. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not positive.
Okay. Maybe with
good
a hint
work,
of purple?
Killer.
Maybe. Maybe purple font.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Okay.
You're just like, they're just like coming to
that's
you.
That's so wild. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
but
like
it's
Rain
like,
Man
it's the
with
color
trivia.
That's coming.
It's
color
he's like Jimi Hendrix, Rain Man, and like what it looks like.
Yeah.
He's got synesthesia.
Okay, ladies. What sit-down full-service chain sells the Uncle Herschel's favorite breakfast item?
Who's Uncle Herschel?
Yeah, who is Uncle Herschel? I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, perfect.
But you know this restaurant.
Okay.
I mean, it could be like an IHOP.
Yeah.
It could be like a... What's that one that's big in the South?
Waffle House.
Waffle House. Could be a Waffle House. Denny's?
I feel like it would be a Denny's.
I do love a Denny's. Favorite breakfast item?
Wait.
But maybe Waffle House because it's waffles.
Wait, what's the question?
What sit-down full-service chain sells the Uncle Herschel's favorite breakfast item? I don't know who this man is, but I guess Denny's then.
Yeah, we're going to go
we're
Denny's.
We're going to lock in Denny's.
Wrong.
Okay. For the steal, 30 seconds.
I'm kind of feeling like the same, you know.
Like an IHOP?
Yeah.
Or something.
Right. Uncle Herschel, you say?
Uncle Herschel.
Uncle Who is Herschel. He?
I don't know. We need to look
it's,
up for
and it's a. Do you know that? Are we allowed to know the food item itself?
No, but it's a sit-down full-service chain.
Does full-service, is that a hint of sorts? Is that like full-service? There's like roller skate ladies or something like that.
No, I'm just three, trying to like, strippers. Two, one.
IHOP.
Wrong.
Fuck.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, okay. That's tough. Uncle Herschel seems like you'd work at a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, who I should have thought.
I'm not exactly sure, but I found this on the internet. So.
Okay, all right, Uncle Herschel.
Could be wrong.
Okay, fellas, this question's for you. Moving more into entertainment. In 2012, Carly Rae Jepsen collaborated with who to release their song Good Time?
Oh, easy.
Oh.
Good Time. How does that sound?
Easy. Good time, this is going to be some good. Is it that
yeah,
song?
Yeah, please sing it when
yes.
you think
yes,
it
will. Sing it. Ready? And go.
I don't think that was it, though.
I can't even. Nothing's coming. Nothing's. Good time.
Jack's not seeing a color.
Yeah, there's no colors in this.
Color
if I sing the song, can you tell me if it's it or not?
Sure.
Yeah, just to hear you sing, honestly.
Good time. There's going to be some good times. Is that
okay.
it?
No.
Okay, good.
But
I was
really
going to say
good,
Young Thug was that song, but that's a totally
Young Thug and Carly Rae.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what a fucking dynamic duo that would be.
They should come out with
those are Cal's two favorite artists.
She's kind of killing it lately. All right, sorry, Jack. Do you have any clue?
I have no 20 idea.
Seconds.
I don't know the song, I don't think.
Is it a like you know, household name? Are we allowed to ask that? Is somebody we would know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in 2013.
Yeah. When
Five.
Carly was a household
yeah,
name.
Yeah, four, three,
Lana
two.
Del Rey.
Wrong.
Okay. Ladies for the steal.
Owl City.
Yeah.
Oh,
Remy, can you sing it for
I
us?
It's always a good time.
Oh, I know every word.
Okay.
It's always
that was an easy steal for the girly bops.
It's always a good time, yeah.
Wow, great song.
Damn, I only know Call Me Maybe.
New Moon, Eclipse, and Breaking Dawn were movie titles for what franchise that started in 2016?
What?
Yep.
Way up.
Lay up.
Run it up.
We're getting swamped.
Okay, fellas. No, they're only winning by one now.
Okay. And
okay.
a half? Yeah. Or is the half canceled out?
Well, you guys
out?
Have a half, too.
Can we just cancel those halves out?
Yeah, we can cancel the halves.
We don't have to.
We
Let's keep the halves
half.
Going.
Okay. Yeah. We worked hard for our half.
We,
okay, we fellas.
We're yeah, really. What the fuck? I can't my half. I fucking earned that half.
Are you ready?
H1.
Yeah.
H1.
All telecommunications and
technology.
This movie franchise ended its cinematic run with a two-part finale titled Mockingjay.
Oh, Hunger Motherfucking Games.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Come on.
Put
Good
her there.
Job.
I
it's
just
tied
watched
right
this
now.
Recently.
It's getting spicy. How are you guys feeling, by the way?
You know what's crazy? The
really
first
nervous.
Mockingjay part one is 4.5 hours.
Oh,
and
my God.
I just
God.
Watched the whole thing. Like,
you did?
Like a week ago.
In one sitting? I feel like I have to take breaks.
I know. You have to like go take
Four
bathroom
and
breaks
half?
And stuff. But yeah, isn't that insane?
I didn't know that.
Did it
yeah.
hold up at all?
Solid movie. I also tuned out for like half of
Perfect.
It.
Like, solid movie.
Yeah.
Hurry
solid
up,
movie.
Get to the
Real
fucking
solid.
Point.
Which, by the way,
solid, not great. Yeah. I mean, it was good, but who doesn't love Jennifer Lawrence, of course? So,
okay, this reminds me because you were watching a movie in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I was FaceTiming your roommate Connor the other day.
Yeah.
And your giant mirror fell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It, gigantic mirror.
Like the
11
biggest
foot
mirror ever.
Tall. That was like part of the house. Just went.
Connor thought someone was breaking in.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
He like called the cops and like set our security systems and locked his door and shit.
Oh,
like,
poor yeah. thing.
I mean, it was like a huge, gigantic explosion sound.
Do you know why it fell?
No. I mean, I guess just poor craftsmanship on whoever hung it up.
Yeah.
But it's like this giant mirror that's connected to the wall.
Did you clean it up or did you have someone
like,
come
how do you
help out?
Cleaning
it so
I was like, I'm going to fucking screw this up somehow. There's
yeah.
glass all over my entire room, like in every crack and crevice. And I was like, I don't want my like girlfriend to like step on a hunk of glass
yeah.
and have it be my fault. So I'm just going to get the pros in here, have them deal with it,
Good
bring
call.
A shop back and
oh, amazing.
Ghostbuster that glass. But yeah, it was scary.
Ghostbuster that
no,
glass.
No, glass is something you don't want to mess
insane.
With.
Insane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was yeah. The craziest
It's like
photos.
The old kind of glass, too. It's like not safety glass. It's like all like little tiny little microfiber glass.
Oof. Scary.
Sorry, tangent.
Okay, no, it's okay. I brought that up. I keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't stopped thinking about it.
I hope that doesn't happen with one of my mirrors.
I can't stop.
Okay, ladies, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Who makes the popular granola snack called the Chewy Bar?
It's the little man. It's a little Quaker.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Quaking for
I'm going to give it to you. It's Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quaking in his boots.
Quaking in his boots. Quaking for Quaker.
Natalie.
The little man.
Literally quaking in his boots.
No, he's quaking. Literally quaking.
The house down, by the way. Okay. Fellas, which of Katy Perry's albums has been her most successful?
Ooh.
I don't know if I can name an album.
I was going to say the same.
Is Firework an album? No, it's just a song. Usually they like have a song that's
Yeah. True.
I feel like it's
the one. I'll tell you that. It is a song name as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Then it's got to be California Girls. Okay. Is that what you guys consensus?
Don't worry about it.
That's not the album name, though, right?
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Yeah, y'all just go for it.
Thank you for that. No, we're not going to say that. I'm positive.
I feel like it is that out, the one that.
Yeah, but I don't know what the name of the album is.
Me neither.
She said it's the name of the song. So you got to name the album that California
15
Girls
seconds.
Is on. California Girls. So it can't be that.
Firework. The album that California Girls What's the, is on.
Do you ever feel like a plastic? That's Firework.
That's Fireworks. Yeah. Like, we get it. You love Fireworks.
I do love Fireworks. Sorry, I just feel like a plastic bag floating through the wind sometimes. Firework.
Wrong.
Fuck.
We're locking in Teenage Dream.
Yes! Oh my gosh, ladies coming back for the comeback.
Sorry.
Teenage Dream.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Can you sing it for a
second? How's it going?
Okay, ladies.
Teenage Dream. That's it? That was right on
that
key.
That was really good, actually.
Okay. Feel like I'm teenage dream.
Feel like a teenage dream.
Fucking Katy Perry knowledge is just fucked, I guess.
Okay, ladies. What is the 1980s horror film that holds the Guinness World Record for the most retakes of a single scene?
It's a great question.
This is a Cal question, maybe. Do you want to call it?
Absolutely, use your call. Matt King would
I
know this.
Yeah, also. Actually, I think I trust Matt King more than Cal.
Okay.
Who doesn't trust Matt King?
I mean, he's the most trustworthy guy out there. You're in a car accident? Call Matt King.
I was going to say, I'm going on his podcast later, so if he doesn't... Oh, thank God.
Hi, Remy.
Hi, I have a question for you. I'm doing TK's trivia.
Oh, bring it on.
Okay, hold on.
All right, Matt. What's up, cuz?
Hi, Matt.
What up, cuz?
Okay. What is the 1980s horror film that holds the Guinness World Record for the most retakes of a single scene?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so it's one film. It's not like...
Yeah.
In a scene.
Horror film.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to say The Thing, but that's also when that's also when Friday the 13th was big in Nightmare on Elm Street. But you know what? No. I think I know it, because Stanley Kubrick, I know, was a professional when it came to his film, and I think The Shining. That's
exactly how you described
like 1980
his process
or late 70s. Okay, no. It has to be The Shining. I'm gonna go with The Shining.
Matt King, you are unbelievable. What? It's The Shining.
Yes! That is it the shower scene? That's crazy.
Matt, what?
I loved the
also
thought.
That like stream of consciousness, yes, like saying every it. Movie from the
Matt,
80s
that was
somehow.
Absurd.
Yeah, that was impressive.
It's Stanley Kubrick, baby.
Of course.
Obviously.
We knew that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Is it the scene where she's getting stabbed in the shower?
Like, went like insane, and why his character was so well was because they had to do so many takes in that movie. Yeah, that has to be it. Yeah.
Wow.
Just knows every
fabulous
single thing.
Job, Matt.
God, how many points did we get, Remy?
We got one, but we're in the lead now. Don't worry.
Some of the can you call
okay,
well,
for
yeah,
thank right. you so much. See you later. Bye.
We need some Matt King.
Wow, that was
that
really
was,
good.
That was unbelievable.
That was, yeah.
I loved the thought process.
Yeah, it was like doing a math equation.
That was awesome.
I was like, how do you know all these movies? Okay, what is Lady Gaga's first real name?
We're just getting all the music stuff, and this is not my category. Lady Gaga's first name.
I just sunk all
It's not Lady.
Unintentionally. Oh.
Can I find a friend?
You can use her, yeah. as your phone a friend though?
Stephanie.
Yes!
Let's go.
Good job, Mallory.
Shout out to Mallory. Thank you, Mallory. All right,
Stephanie.
Slade. Tied it up.
Yeah, are we tied now?
No.
What?
The ladies have 10.5. Okay. The fellows have 8.5.
What?
How did that happen? 10 points higher.
Nutcracker.
Okay, because they stole your Subway and the tea at the
stream. You did steal our Subway. Nobody better steal my Subway again.
Yeah. What was Prince's signature song?
Purple Rain.
Is that what you're locking in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, such a good song.
Beautiful. Good job.
We're so good at this.
Ladies with the comeback. I love it. Okay. What year was the first Harry Potter book published?
The book.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I was like a little kid. Like a total little kid. So like the around
that. I was like a little kid.
Yeah. I think we were all little kids, actually.
I feel like it wasn't in the 90s, though, still.
Like a really early 2000s?
Yeah. We go 2001.
Sure.
All right, lock that in.
Wrong.
Fuck!
For the steal, ladies.
Can you ask it again?
This made it easier.
What year was the first Harry Potter book published?
I want to say like 2002, 2004. Did you just say like 2003? Oh, okay. Let's do 2003.
Wrong. 1997.
Oh, wow.
The year I was born.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Birthday. You know, I literally was. Okay. In what year was YouTube created?
Oh my God, babe.
Miss YouTuber.
Oh my God, this is you. Oh.
2000.
If you get it wrong, you must get off YouTube.
Yeah. Good call. Yep. I agree. 2005.
That is correct.
Yay!
That is unbelievable.
You can keep your job.
I got my job.
Yeah. That made me crazy. That was really good.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
Okay, two more left.
Okay.
All right, so we're rooting for the winning team.
That's all right. U.S. city did the first Starbucks open?
Portland. Wait, I don't want to just say that, but Portland.
In which U.S. city did the first Starbucks open?
Not Portland.
I feel like it's actually Seattle.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes?
I feel like it's Seattle. Yeah. So we're going to go Seattle.
Seattle?
Right. Okay. Correct. Mm, good job. Great job. I love it. Okay. Ladies, back to you.
Okay. For the final question. Okay.
Oh, the pressure.
Here we go. Who was the season one winner of American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
William Hung.
Kelly Clarkson.
Is that what you're locking in?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
Season one. Wow.
She's the first ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is nuts. When
okay.
Was Carrie?
I think like season five, I want to say.
Ladies, congrats. Wow. You won 13 and a half. You guys almost won
nine and a half.
Nice.
Sorry.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You guys did kill it, honestly.
You have to shout out the girls on your story.
Okay. Like, shit. All right.
Sorry. I'm the biggest
right
fan
now.
Of... Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're like, what the heck? This is so random.
That was fun.
It might make sense for Hank like loving Remy's content.
I love
you know,
it.
Maybe Natalie would be a little
I'm going to get a call from your fiance later. Yeah. Like, fuck off, bro.
Literally. Well, I hope you guys learned something new from trivia.
I learned so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. This was such a fun group of people.
Incredible.
So fun. I love
it. What does everyone have on the agenda today?
I'm just going next door to shoot a YouTube video, actually.
What?
And then Matt King's podcast.
Get out.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Oh my God. That is a productive ass Friday.
Yes,
let's go.
Yes, right?
Amazing. What are you doing? Just vibing?
Vibing.
Oh, vibing. Yes.
She's got surgery.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I want to know, what is everyone doing currently, though, to make moves so we can wrap this up just in their life? Like, you know, what's a goal you're working towards, et cetera? Do you want to go first, Remy?
Yeah, to keep making content for Lana Del Rey.
Oh, hell yeah. That is a phenomenal goal.
Nice.
That's
thank you.
Every TikTok's with her sound.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
Never
That's
stop.
All I'm thinking about every day.
Never
now.
Stop.
Okay, great.
I'll go last.
Okay.
Okay, I'm launching a new salt thing.
Salt company.
Right. But we're relaunching it. It's going to be a subscription thing now. So you get a new salt flavor every month along with some merch and some other shit.
Cool.
And that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
What's
it
called?
Very exciting. Salt Lovers Club.
Cool.
cool.
Can you please tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure. Yeah. We sell like sometimes gourmet salt blends. We sell flaky salt and like pantry staples and like, you know, all the stuff you need in your kitchen. Then we also sell fun salt like ranch seasoning, Nashville hot, stuff like that.
You need a Miss Remy flavor.
I would fucking love that.
I would love that.
That would be amazing. Boom.
I'll take a commission.
Make a move. I'm going to shout you on my Instagram.
I love that.
It's going to be fun.
That's epic. That's amazing. You know your name in my phone is Hank Salt.
Let's go.
As it should be.
Hank Salt. Okay, cool. So you're coming out with a new flavor. Are you allowed to say the new flavor?
The new flavor, it's not really a new flavor. It's the whole subscription model. Yeah, is going to be the new like launch. And we have new packaging and like a whole new website and stuff coming out.
So where can everyone get it?
Rebrand?
Yeah, it's a whole rebrand. I can't do that right now because we're
drama.
There's no drama. We just had way oversold our inventory and then had like a big delay on a lot of stuff. I know, good problem, but also a lot of pissed off customers. Sorry if you didn't get your salt in time. I'm so sorry. It was right before Christmas.
Oh, no.
But no, we're good now. The fulfillment team's fucking on it and we're going to nail it from here on out. So
that's amazing.
Bought salt and got it 2 weeks late.
Okay.
Awesome. DM me, I'll refund you. I love you. I'm sorry. Well, I'm serious.
Whenever you guys do your little, you know, collab,
let's do it. Yes.
I'm so going to be there.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
We'll do it here.
Jack, what about you? What do you need to make moves right now?
Just make each vlog better than the day previous.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And how are you doing that? Cool.
It's really hard. A very, like, hard process to do, but I just continually ask myself, like, what can I do to like better bring people into this story and like build out the universe of like kind of what I'm trying to create?
MCU.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. And I'm also trying to do some speaking stuff. I just got to do a talk at TikTok and I get to do another one next week.
Amazing.
And it was really fun and I kind of liked it, like speaking about like short form content and storytelling. So that was really fun. So I may try and do more of that.
Yeah. Scratching a new itch.
Yeah.
That's kind of daunting of a challenge too. I mean, I get scared in front of crowds
for sure.
Did you take public speaking in college?
I took it in high school and I hated it.
Yeah. Ooh.
But it was never about a subject that I liked.
Yeah.
But this is like all questions that I like have a lot of thoughts on. Yeah. So it's very easy to be like,
that's nice.
Yes, is what I think. Awesome.
So cool. Natalie?
I think I'm really just focusing on my mental health and learning about all of that so that I can then share
with other people
and like help other people with trauma or mental health battles, stuff like that. I'm really getting into that whole.
I love it. What resources are you using currently?
I am working with an EMDR therapist.
Oh, I've heard that's great.
It's an insane therapy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really working with that and learning a lot about that and also like looking into Hoffman, which is a crazy,
I've heard about a crazy
like therapy here in California.
Wow.
So learning all of these, taking the tools in.
There's a celebrity that recently did it. I do know a lot.
It's a lot of celebrities go to, but I do know Justin Bieber went and then was like, "Yeah, no, fuck this, I'm out."
Because
you like can't have a phone, you can't like work out, you can't like masturbate, like, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
What is it? It's literally, you can't like, solitary confinement.
Nothing. Like you are like very much in your thoughts. Like you cannot have any distractions.
Is that the therapy itself? Is it like they isolate
you? No. That's just like part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And don't isn't it somewhere? Intense. Where is it?
It's here in California. I think it's like
Northern California.
Yeah, it's like kind of near Napa, I think.
Okay. So you're thinking about doing that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Damn.
So that would be such a crazy experience to like talk about.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited.
Wow. Good for you.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. This has been an absolute blast. I adore all of you.
Aww.
Can you like plug yourself? You know, shout yourself out.
Yes.
Yourself out.
Miss Remy Ashton. Thank you.
I was also in Lana Del Rey's acceptance speech.
Yes. Thank you.
If you want to find me, you can just look at Lana Del Rey.
The Billboard Women in Music Visionary Award. Thank you.
Natalie.
I am Natalie Joy, 2 N's, 2 J's.
Oh.
2 N's, 2 J's.
Okay.
Salt Hank with an underscore in between the words. Salt_Hank.
Love that.
I love it.
And Jack Cook on TikTok.
Amazing. Follow everyone. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see the fellas' Instagram stories about how big of fans they are Remy and Natalie.
Big time. I'm going
to
go all out.
And be sure to make someone's day this week. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you guys. Thank you.
People are driven by the search for better.
But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.